Two people are dead following tornadoes in northeastern Oklahoma, and Integris Health is shuttering its child care centers. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, March 9th. I'm Nick Daniels. A series of tornadoes hit northeast Oklahoma on Friday, killing two people and leaving many buildings damaged. An initial report from the National Weather Service says at least seven twisters hit the ground Friday night, with some bearing down on the Tulsa Metro. Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols says he's thankful the damage wasn't worse.
Many of the structures that were impacted were structures that folks weren't in. If you have been by, which I'm sure everybody has been, but been by Tulsa Tech, pretty significant damage. And had this been a storm that happened a little earlier in the day, it could have been a lot different.
While the damage in Tulsa was purely structural, a married couple was killed by a tornado in the town of Beggs, about 30 miles south. Four others were injured. Governor Kevin Stitt declared a state of emergency for several northeast counties as crews continue repairs across the region. More severe weather is in the forecast for Tuesday. A federal judge is reaffirming that Oklahoma isn't doing enough to fix a system that keeps people with mental illness stuck in county jails. C.R. Pfeiffer reports a recent ruling will have repercussions for state mental health officials.
U.S. District Judge Gregory Frizzell ruled the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health has not made sufficient progress toward meeting the requirements of a 2025 consent decree. The decree was signed to settle a class action lawsuit against the state for long wait times for defendants who are legally entitled to mental health treatment before their criminal cases can move forward. The judge's newest ruling requires the department to hire a data analyst, improve transparency with court-appointed consultants, and undergo an independent forensic audit. The state has already been fined more than $3.5 million for failing to meet court deadlines. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Integris Health is closing its child care centers this summer. The hospital system says it's shuttering the centers after they have been losing more than $1 million a year. The closures affect programs at Integris Health Baptist Medical Center and Integris Health Southwest Medical Center. Hospital leaders say they explored options to keep the programs open, but must redirect resources to support their health care mission. The child care centers are set to close in August. A recent report from the Texoma High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area shows Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry is having a major impact on drug use across the state. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
The 2025 report found that youth marijuana use has jumped 73% since voters approved medical marijuana back in 2018. Oklahoma now ranks third in the nation for past month use among teenagers, after sitting at 43rd just 4 years earlier. Marijuana-related poison control calls for children 5 and under have increased 20-fold, and hospital admissions for non-fatal cannabis poisoning among toddlers have gone up nearly 1,000%, from less than 10 cases in 2016 to 106 cases in 2023. Additionally, adult use among Oklahomans 26 and older has increased 188% since legalization. The report also found the state is producing more than 32 times the marijuana supply needed to meet patient demand. Investigators with Cannabis Public Policy Consulting, LLC, say that oversupply is likely fueling a growing black market, with 65% of highway drug seizures in 2023 traced back to Oklahoma, compared to only 15% in 2014. I'm Tegan Smith.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.